How do you know if you truly love God? We'll talk about that as well as the readings for today's Feast of St. Philip and James coming up. Stay tuned. Here we go. Oh, I'm excited, getting ready to start here. Welcome, come on in. We still have plenty of room up front. My name is Gary Zimek, and I am pleased to be back with you here today on Blog Talk Radio. I am drinking a nice hot cup of Mystic Monk coffee cake coffee. I have to just stop the show right here and take a sip. Please indulge me for a minute. Now, if you haven't tried the great coffee from our friends at Mystic Monk Coffee, please do so. You will really love it. And if I'm telling you something, if a company has a slogan such as the best coffee you will ever drink, then you know it's got to be good, especially if that slogan comes from Carmelite monks who live in Wyoming. That's the story with Mystic Monk Coffee. You've got to try their coffee. Find out more at followingthetruth.com by clicking on the Mystic Monk image. If you know, whether you're into flavored coffees or espresso or regular coffee or tea, you name it, they have it. Mystic Monk Coffee. Check it out. And I, you know what? This is so good that I might just have to cancel the rest of the show. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just give me a minute, though. All right. We got a busy show today. I'm really glad that you could join us. Today is the Feast of Saints Philip and James. These are two apostles. Their feasts are combined into one. So we have special mass readings today. But in addition, and I teased this at the beginning of the show, we're going to open up the Imitation of Christ, which we do every Tuesday, and look at how do we know if we really love God. You know, I don't think we can do this enough, because this is the type of thing that we have to ask ourselves. You have to ask ourselves every day, well, how do I know? I say I love God. I say I'm a Christian. I'm a follower of Christ. How can I be sure? Well, we're going to be given some things to think about today, but the thing to remember is that this could be a little painful, but that's good, because that's how we grow. We don't want to stagnate in our faith, right? We want to grow. We want to be stretched. So that's, you came to the right place. You can expect to get stretched here, but the good news is I have very liberal rules about beverages and snacking. I don't care what you drink. I don't care what you eat, and I encourage it, because we are just a bunch of old friends. Sorry, I don't mean I'm not saying you're old, but we go back a long way. We're talking about Jesus, as we have been doing on Blog Talk Radio for over 5 years now. Kind of hard to believe, isn't it, that we are now in our sixth year of doing this radio program on Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, you're the reason I'm here. If it wasn't for your financial support and your purchases of Mystic Monk Coffee and using the link to my Amazon store on followingthetruth.com, I wouldn't have the money to put this show on. I wouldn't have the money to be involved in my full-time ministry. You're a big part of that, so I thank you. I ask you to continue to support my work if you'd like to see it continue, because we've got lots of good things coming up. You know, in another few months, we'll be in the fall. I'm not rushing things, but just letting you know where we're going. And God willing, we'll once again be doing Total Consecration to Jesus through Mary, which is an incredibly powerful devotion. And then I hope to do an Advent retreat this year. So we've got plenty of things. We go right through the summer. So I don't take days off unless it's absolutely necessary. And in fact, as you listen to, well, not quite as you listen to this, I will be heading to Buffalo, New York tomorrow, and I'm pre-taping all the shows. So I will be around on the program, but I will be traveling for the remainder of the week. May's a little bit of a busy month. I have a couple upcoming talks. You might want to check out my schedule at followingthetruth.com. In case you're in the area, you might want to stop by and say hey. But without further ado, why don't we get started? Oh, quick reminder, tomorrow morning on the Sunrise Morning Show, 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time, I'll be joining my friend Anna Mitchell. We'll be talking about a Bible verse that will help you to overcome anxiety. We call the segment, we do it each week, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. So if you get a chance, 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time on the Sunrise Morning Show with my friend Anna Mitchell on the EWTN Radio Network. All right, why don't we get started here? Let's get started with prayer, as I always like to do. But, I, you know, here's the thing. Look, we're always running around. All of us are running around. I'm sure you've had a hectic day today. you've got things in your mind, on your mind. You might be distracted. It's very easy to happen. Let's just pause for a minute. Let me just try to set the stage here. We are about to speak to our Heavenly Father, God the Father. Through Jesus Christ, you and I are called to have a relationship with God our Father. And Jesus instructed us. He gave us a way to pray to the Father. He told us, if you have seen me, you've seen the Father. The Father and I are one. So anything that you have read about Jesus in the Gospels, whenever you receive Jesus in Holy Communion, whenever you pray in his presence, whenever you go to the sacrament of confession and experience his healing, these are ways that you are drawn closer to God, your Heavenly Father. Your Heavenly Father, who not only created you, but who created the entire universe out of nothing. And if it was not for our Father's love, then we would not exist. We would cease to be. He's always with us. He's walking beside us wherever we go. So when I'm about to pray and say, let's place ourselves in his presence, I didn't have to call him up and say, okay, Father in heaven, we're about to pray. Can you come into the room? He's here. He's already here. The challenge arises for us that we have to become aware of his presence. And as you go through the day and you're running into one crisis after another, you get busy with work, you start answering phone calls, your children need you. Before you know it, you forget that. So what we try to do as we grow closer to our Father in heaven is to think about his presence and to think about the presence of Jesus and to think about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that we have within us, right? This is an amazing thing. And they're always with us, and they can always see us, and they can always watch us. And no matter what we do or what scary situation we get ourselves into, they're with us. So let's become aware of that right now. You have problems. I have problems. We all have needs in our lives. Let's realize that we've got somebody here who not only cares, which is really good, we've got somebody who can take these problems and fix them in the best way possible and give us the grace that we need to make it to heaven. So we got somebody not only who cares, but somebody who can do something about all of our many concerns. Let's turn to our Heavenly Father now, and let's also keep in mind Saints Philip and James. I keep calling them Philips. Saint Philip and James, whose feast day we celebrate today, two of the apostles. We can ask for their intercession as well. So we're going to ask them to pray for us. We're going to ask our Blessed Mother to pray for us. And we're going to ask for Saint Joseph to pray for us. I always do this at the end of the prayers. Note always also that I'll ask, and I talked about this on the show last night, for the Father to open our minds and our hearts so we can be receptive to his message. We need his help. We need that grace to open our hearts. And the Holy Spirit can help us to hear his message and to be willing to give us the strength we need to carry it out, right? So these are really good things. So we're going to ask for help because we need all the help we can get. So with that in mind, let's begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for giving us another day. Thank you for the many blessings that you have given to us. Thank you for the love that you pour out on us every day. Thank you for your mercy. So many times, you forgive us. You take us back. You strengthen us. When we're lonely, help us to recall, Father, that you're always with us, that we are always in your presence. We're grateful for you allowing us to continue to live each day, because we know that if you didn't will us to be alive, we would cease to exist. So thank you for that. Thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the angels and the saints. Thank you for making it a possibility for us to live with you in heaven. Father, we ask that you bless us and our family members. Keep us always close to you. Help those who are sick. So many people are struggling with some very serious illnesses. Among them might be our family members and our friends. We ask you to help them, to help those who are lonely, to help those who are anxious, those who are doubtful, those who are dealing with despair, those who are dealing with addictions, those who are struggling financially. Father, we give them all to you. We ask you to help them. We thank you for letting us intercede on their behalf. And we ask you to use us in any way possible to comfort these people, to comfort them, and to facilitate their healing. If there's anything we can do, please let us know. Father, we wish to serve you, so please continue to use us in any way you see fit. We ask you to accept our own personal needs. We all have them, so we give them to you, and we ask you to help us with them. Help us with them and give us the strength that we need to continue to pray for what we believe we need. Also give us the ability to accept your answer, even if it's not exactly what we want. Father, I give you this radio show. It's yours. This belongs to you. I'm grateful that you let me come here every day and talk about you, to talk about your church, to talk about Jesus and the Holy Spirit. But I ask you to take over for me. You can do a much better job than I can. And Father, open our minds and our hearts so that we can all be receptive to the message that you speak through me today. In particular, when I read the sacred scriptures. We pray for an increase in vocations. We pray for an end to abortion. We pray for all of our government leaders that they may follow your law, Father. And for all these things, we ask in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary in this month of May, her special month, and we ask for her intercession. As together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Philip, Saint James, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, thank you for praying with me, and I hope you realize just what a great privilege it is to have the Lord watching you all the time. Start to become more aware of his presence, if you can. Just turn to him throughout the day and try to see him in everything. Ask for the grace. You know, don't try to force yourself to do it, to figure this out on your own. Say, Lord, please grant me the grace to see you in everything that happens to me and everyone that I meet. You know, too many times we try to force our way through our spiritual life. I'm just going to muscle my way through it, but that really doesn't work in the long run because we're weak, we're human, and the Lord wants to help us. So this is a beautiful thing. He loves us. He cares more about our family than we do. You know, a lot of times we think we love our families more than anyone else. Well, the Lord loves your family more than you do. So if you're worried about your family, if there's anybody in life that you worry about, the Lord loves that person too. And he wants to help that person. So don't ever stop praying. Persistence in prayer is very, very important. We don't want to give up. We really don't. We're not going to bother the Lord. We'll talk more about that. I mentioned yesterday on the program that I feel drawn to talk more about prayer. I might see a book developing. I'm not sure yet. That's a ways off. I still have another book coming out later this year. But I'm just thinking that prayer is so misunderstood. Prayer is just so misunderstood sometimes that if we would fully understand or even understand better than we do now what's going on when we pray, it would blow us away. And it would really be a life-changing experience. So keep that in mind. I just feel called to talk about prayer. But if you're new to the show, welcome. My name is Gary Zimak. We do this program every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. I'm doing it for 5 years, as I said at the start of the program. Great to have you with me here. We hang out for 30 minutes each night. We talk about Jesus. We talk about his Catholic Church. And we talk about ways to get closer to Jesus and to allow him to help us with our day-to-day lives. Jesus Christ is incredibly relevant. A lot of us don't realize that, but he is really relevant, especially to what we do in and out each day. He wants to help us. He wants to be involved. And we don't want to just leave him back at home with our prayer books or at church on Sunday. We want to take him with us wherever we go. He's there, but we just need to become more aware. If you'd like me to speak at your parish, I would love to do that. If you have any questions about the faith, about Jesus, if you need extra prayers, just let me know. You can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. And if you go to followingthetruth.com, you can see lots of samples of my work, some of the talks that I've given. See information about my books, including the latest one, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps. And you can see all kinds of other information. I encourage you to follow me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Pinterest. I'm all over the place, and I would love to have you and I connect there so we can continue to support one another as we travel on the road that will one day, God willing, lead us to heaven. I just can't stop drinking this Mystic Monk coffee. Really good stuff. And please keep in mind, Mystic Monk coffee, Amazon, if you would shop from the links on my website, followingthetruth.com, you help me out, you get yourself some good products too. And also, if you'd be kind enough to consider giving me a financial donation, I really could use it. And if I really, you know, it's dried up a little bit, but I'm looking for some monthly sponsors. Can you do that? Can you help me out to keep this program on the air? All you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com, go to donate. And if you would just try it for 1 month and see if you're able to swing it, if you do $10 a month, that's 33 cents a day, that would help me tremendously. So if I can get one or two or three or five people to do that, if you could do more, please do more. But I need to get steady financial income coming in each month so that we can concentrate on the content of the program. I don't want to be spending a lot of time asking for donations because we got a lot of good stuff to talk about. So if you can do that, if you've never done it before, you like my work, please consider becoming a sponsor. And you could cancel it at any time through PayPal. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Okay, let's get down to business here. Today we celebrate the Feast of Saints Philip and James. Here's a little bit about them. This feast commemorates the apostles Philip and James. Their relics are believed to have been housed in ancient times in what is now the Church of the 12 Apostles. Philip, a fisherman from Bethsaida, makes the moving request of Jesus, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." In reply, Jesus reveals, "Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me." James is James the Lesser, who is identified with James, the brother or cousin of the Lord. Tradition considers him the first bishop of Jerusalem. Both were believed to be martyred in the first century. James the Lesser doesn't mean that he was not as good of a man as the other James. He's generally regarded as the younger James, so they call him James the Less or James the Lesser. Okay, so today we are going to look at the Mass readings from this special feast day. And because it's a special feast day, we take a departure from the Acts of the Apostles in the first reading. These readings are chosen specifically for this feast day. First reading is from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. "I am reminding you, brothers and sisters, of the gospel I preached to you, which you indeed received and in which you also stand. Through it, you are also being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I handed on to you, as of first importance, what I also received, that Christ died for our sins, in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures, that he appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brothers at once, brothers and sisters at once, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. After that, he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one born abnormally, he appeared to me." This reading was chosen because not only it mentions the apostles and Jesus appearing to the apostles after he rose from the dead, but that he appeared to James in particular. So we want to, that's the reason these readings are chosen. So what does all this mean? What this means to me, you've heard me talking about this before. so many times we look at a reading like this and we'll just treat it as if we're reading a book, a historical narrative. Yeah, and these things did happen. But we don't want to lose sight of the fact that the Lord is speaking directly to us as well. What this says to me in the year 2016, what this says to me is that Jesus will continue to reach out to us because he loves us. He's not just going to leave us struggling, hoping that we can find him one day. But he's going to continue to reach out to us over and over again so that we're able to connect with him. And that's what I've seen in my life. I'm sure that's what you have seen in your life. And if you haven't, I urge you to just look at maybe the problem areas of your life. Does anything especially upset you at the moment? Well, that's the way that Jesus is reaching out to you. So many times he reaches out to us through our problems. And if not, do you have something really good happening in your life? Something you really appreciate? Someone you really appreciate? Take a look around. I'm sure you can find Jesus reaching out to you today. Once you recognize that, turn to him and say, Lord, thank you. I want to grow closer to you, Lord. Let's do it. Let me tell you about my day. Let me tell you about my worries. And you get that dialogue going, and that's how you become closer to Jesus. Psalm 19, this is one that's used often for apostle feast days. Psalm 19, their message goes out through all the earth. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day pours out the word to day, and night to night imparts knowledge, not a word nor a discourse, whose voice is not heard. Through all the earth their voice resounds, and to the ends of the world their message. The apostles took the word of the Lord to a distant audience. They dispersed throughout the region and spread the good news. So we should be thankful to them. And you know, you look at these guys, they were really ordinary. They were nothing special. They didn't have special talents or gifts. Extraordinary talents or gifts, I should say. They had some talents and gifts that the Lord was able to use to spread his good news. And the fact that he chose such ordinary guys, that should make you and I happy to realize that he can use us too. Because otherwise, if he chose scholars or very successful people, we'd look at them and say, well, yeah, he chose them because they're successful. He can't use me because I'm nobody. We're all somebody, right? And the Lord can use us. Today's Gospel, John chapter 14, verses 6 through 14. Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. Man, I'll tell you what an incredible gospel. It's mind-boggling. Now, remember, we're celebrating Philip and James today, and Philip was the guy who asked the question, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. He didn't understand what Jesus was saying. And let's be thankful that Philip asked that question. Do you ever sit in a class, and boy, I used to do this all the time, and hope that somebody else will ask a question because you don't want to ask it, you don't want to raise your hand? Well, Philip's that guy. Philip's the guy that after Jesus said that if you've seen me or if you know me, you'll know the Father, Philip said, well, wait a minute, show us the Father and that'll be enough for us. And Jesus says, he didn't say it this way, but what I would have said was, hey, Philip, Are you not paying attention? Didn't I just tell you, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father? So because Philip asked the question, you and I get to hear Jesus reiterate. And we talked about this earlier in the show. If we have seen Jesus, and if you've received Holy Communion, you have seen Jesus. You have read about Jesus. You have encountered him in the Gospels, in the sacraments of the Eucharist, and confession, baptism, confirmation. So then you have had that close encounter with the Father. That's an incredible blessing that you have. Jesus goes on to say, whatever you ask in my name, I will do so that the Father may be glorified. Does that mean that you say, in Jesus' name, please let me hit the lottery? In Jesus' name, please let me win $1 million at the casino? No, that's not what it means. I mean, it sounds good, but that's not the way it works. When we pray in Jesus' name, and remember, you've got to look at the scriptures in their entirety. You just can't take one verse out of context. It means you're praying in the will, with the will, united with the will of Jesus. And we can do that by growing closer to our Lord or by imitating the way he prayed. And we look at him when he prayed in the garden and he said, Father, here's what I'm asking, but not my will, but your will be done. That's a way we can pray, knowing that our will is united with the Lord's, even if we're not exactly sure if he wants us to have what we're asking for. That's the way we can do it, and that's the way Jesus did it. So if you get a chance, reread this gospel today, because it's a powerful one, and it's one that would really can really, really help us. Okay, let's, there were some good readings today. Let's talk about how do we know that we love the Lord. The Imitation of Christ, Thomas A. Kempis, an incredible book. If you don't have it, you've got to get yourself a copy of this book. Here's a question that comes from Christ. My child, you are not yet a valiant and wise lover. The disciple says, that's us, why, Lord? And here's what the Lord says to us. Because with a little adversity, you leave off what you've begun and eagerly seek outward consolation. Valiant lovers of God stand firm in time of temptation and pay no attention to the deceitful suggestions of their enemy, the devil. When all goes well with them, I please them, and so do I please them when things go wrong. Wise lovers do not consider the gift of the lover as much as they do the love of the giver. They look more at the love than at the value of the gift. For them, for their beloved is far above his gifts. Generous lovers are not content with the gift, but desire me above any gift I can give them. Therefore, do not be discouraged if sometimes you have less devotion toward me or my saints than you would wish. On the other hand, that good spiritual desire you feel now and then toward your Lord is the gift of grace given to you for your comfort in this life and a foretaste of heavenly glory. But it is not good to rely too much on such comforts that come and go according to the will of the giver. Strive always against temptations to sin and despise the suggestions of the devil, for this is a sign of virtue and of great merit. Now, here's what this is powerful stuff. I want to make sure you get this. A lot of times we pray for something, we don't get what we want, or some situation will happen in our life that might not be pleasant. Here's where we want to be. We want to be at the point where we can say, Lord, I don't care what you give me. I just love you, and I know you love me, so whatever you give me, that's fine. It still doesn't mean you could still ask for what you want. Again, look at that example of Jesus praying in the garden. But you can pray for the grace to accept God's will, however it plays out in your life. So in other words, you love the Lord more than you love the gift that he's giving you. Do not permit strange fantasies to disturb you, no matter what suggests them. Hold on to your resolutions and keep your intention fixed on me. For these you endure unwillingly, and so long as you do not encourage them and they displease you, they will be the cause of merit for you and not loss. In other words, when you're tempted with all kinds of temptations, if you with the grace of the Lord fight through them, right, then you are going to be collecting merit. In other words, you did a good thing. You're going to get a little check in your heavenly book. I'm using a very earthly example. Don't get too bent out of shape about that. You know that our old enemy, the devil, uses every means he can to keep you from your good works and your prayer life. And that's true. the devil's going to find ways to get you not to pray. Oh, why are you bothering praying? The Lord's not hearing you anyway. Do not believe him and pay no attention to him, Thomas A. Kempis says, no matter how often he tries to trap you. I would rather die in torment than give in to the devil. Be silent and cease your malice, Satan, for I will not listen to you, no matter how much you tempt me. Fight on like a good soldier, and if sometimes through weakness you fall, get up again and with greater strength than before, trust in my abundant grace. Let the downfall of those who foolishly rely on themselves be a warning to you and keep you always humble. Here's what I'm going to close with today. You're not always going to feel good. You're not always going to feel like you're dancing on air. You're going to have bad days. Continue to pray. Continue to show the Lord you love him even when you don't feel anything in return. You will have days like that. But I'll tell you, give it some time, because your consolations or your good feelings, as they're known, are going to come back. Don't give up. The Lord loves you. Continue working on the relationship. Just make sure you talk to him, even after we're done the show today. Say goodnight to Jesus. Write him a letter. Whatever you have to do, talk to him. Say, thank you, Lord, for being with me. Please, Lord, forgive me for any sin that I committed. Grant me the grace to do better tomorrow. You get that conversation going, and you can be sure that you will be receiving his voice in return. You're going to hear it in a number of different ways. One of the easiest ways and the safest ways to know that you're hearing his voice is to read the Bible. So why don't you start with that gospel that we read on the program tonight, John 14, verses 6 through 14. Read about that. Let the Lord speak to you. Just chill, relax, and spend time in the Lord's presence. Sound good? God willing, I plan to be back here tomorrow, and I really hope you can join me. In the meantime, let's keep praying for one another, okay? And keep walking the walk. God bless you. Have a wonderful night, and we'll talk to you soon.